Staying with legal matters now, Winston Peters and the status of his legal action against those he believes may have had a role in leaking his superannuation payments. Let's get an update now from Brian Henry, who is the lawyer acting for Winston Peters. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Guyon.
What is the status of the legal action?
Well, according to most of the media, it's settled, and that's just false.
So what is the status of the legal action?
Right, we've done an application pre-trial, pre-proceeding to obtain documents, which is now completed. That has been resolved, and under that process, the party seeking the documents is required to pay the cost or a reasonable contribution towards the costs of those providing the documents, because they're not necessarily going to end up being defendants. And we had this out in the media with the two journalists that we sought information off. Once they provided that information we wanted, that's resolved and gone, and we described that as the first phase. This is the completion of the first phase against all of the intended defendants, and we now, as a next step, will go to actually issuing damages proceedings.
So your client, Winston Raymond Peters, has paid costs in this matter?
Every party who takes proceedings to obtain documents pre any formal claim has the obligation to pay costs, and Mr. Peters meets his obligations.
How much has Winston Raymond Peters paid in costs?
Well, let's call him Mr. Peters, not Winston Raymond Peters, because I find that a little bit degrading from you, Guy, and you've been around long enough to know better. And equally, the media have been running these stories without even talking to him or me, which I find absolutely extraordinary.
And how much has your client paid in costs?
My client will pay the costs that have to be paid, and that's all I'm going to say about it.
Well, you've taken issue with what you've called fake news. The reporting has suggested that it's $10,000 or so. Is that accurate?
I'm not taking issue with that sum, and I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with it. What I'm taking issue with is people saying that he has, quote-unquote, dropped his proceedings against the National Party, which is absolutely incorrect. I don't know where the media got it from yet, but we're going to work it out. The bottom line is no media came to us for clarification. They've run it right through all of social media overnight, and it's been very hard to get hold of people, and I must admit you are one of the few stations, I think TV3 is the other, we've been able to get quick contact in the middle of the night to actually get things pulled down, and we're grateful for that.
Okay. Is there a reason why you won't say how much has been paid by your client in costs?
Well, it's a privacy case, Guy. And at the end of the day, the trial will go ahead and it'll go along, and what costs are or aren't paid along the way, which are part of standard process, is just standard process. There's no news in it.
Okay. Who are the defendants now?
That will be determined when I file the statement of claim.
So at present, there is no statement of claim?
At present, all there has been is an application by an intended plaintiff against intended defendants, who are the people that have all been named in the public arena, including the two journalists. What now follows is a statement of claim where you have a plaintiff and you have defendants who are being sued for damages.
So we started out with numerous defendants, didn't we?
No,
I'm just wondering how many are left.
Go on. Intended defendants.
Okay, well we had... So which of those will be defendants? Because we started out with Tim Murphy, Paula Bennett, Stephen Joyce, Wayne Eagleson, Ann Tolley, Simon William English, Bill English, Brendan Boyle, Lloyd Burr and Clark Hennessy. Which of those will be defendants?
I can tell you who won't be, which is the two journalists.
So you are intending, on behalf of your client, to take action against those remaining intended defendants, are you?
No. What I've said to you is I can confirm there are two intended defendants we will not be suing, which were the two journalists. The two journalists did not create any damage to Mr. Peters' reputation because while they were fed the fake story, they
So what was fake about the story?
Excuse me.
What was fake about the story?
Go on. If you want to interview me, let me finish answering questions.
Well, my question is, what is fake about the story?
No.
That's my question.
No, that's another question. I'm still answering the one before. And if you want me to answer questions, I will answer them my own way and I won't have you jump over the top to...
All right, let's take them
question.
Turn by turn then. You have your crack and then I want an answer to that one. Where you go?
Right. The position is the journalists received information. The information they received said basically there'd been a fraudulent activity by Mr. Peters, and that is false. Let me finish, or do you just want to keep asking questions? I'm having my go. Do you want me to have my go, or do you just want to keep having your go, in which case you might as well just talk to the public and forget about interviewing me?
No, an interview is an exchange, Mr. Henry.
It's an exchange, and we just agreed I'd have my go, then you would have yours, and every time I'm having my go, I'm halfway through, and you interrupt. Now, that's not an interview. That is discourteously interrupting me. Can I or can't I explain the position?
Yes, you can.
Right, this time stay quiet for a minute. With the journalists, Mr. Peters, as he's quite entitled to, mitigated his damage, which he required to do under law, by preempting the matter in the media. So the journalists were never causative of damage, so they were never ever going to be a party in the later proceedings. But we needed their information, which they very kindly provided on affidavit, and we now know what happened in that area. So the position is those two are definitely out. We've actually totally settled with them, but that's old news. We told you that quite a few weeks ago. The other defendants are at large.
So it is true, isn't it, that the person who actually revealed this information ultimately on the 28th of August 2017 was Mr. Peters?
Mitigating his damage, absolutely correct.
So the person who revealed this private information was your client?
Mr. Guyon, you've got it wrong. A whole series of
what
people...
What is wrong about that statement? You've just admitted it on the 28th of August 2017. Guyon, let me finish my question. I thought we'd agreed on that question.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it not true that on the 28th of August 2017, your client was the one who revealed the information about himself?
No. My client had been alerted by a member of the media to a very serious breach of his private information by officials and other possible people inside government. He then has a problem which requires him to mitigate his damage, which he did. So he took legal advice and he did what he had to do in the face of what was clearly a serious breach somewhere in the system. So we're now going to use the system to take others in the system to account for what they did, because that's where the breaches of privacy occurred.
And you're still continuing this action under the Privacy Act 1993?
No, we're pursuing it under the Tort of Privacy, which is different.
And you haven't got a court hearing date for this?
I haven't filed the statement of claim yet. How can I have a hearing date?
And you intend to do that when?
As soon as I'm ready. Yeah, these things take time to prepare. You just don't dash them out like a press release. You actually have to sit down, analyse them properly, analyse out what is a developing area of the law, decide where we're going to take it to with the courts in developing the tort of privacy, and when we're ready, we will take it to court and we will do it methodically as we do in all litigation.
How much was he overpaid?
Guyon, I'm not going into that aspect of his affairs, and that's as simple as that. It'll come out in court and you can wait like everybody else.
Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Guyon.
Appreciate it. That is Brian Henry, who is a lawyer acting for Winston Peters.